agenda.
I move to adjourn.
Okay, we adjourn. All right. Now, let's say that. According to the previously noticed agenda, as the chair's proposed agenda, I'll call this meeting to order at 7.
For the record?
Sorry, 425. Excuse me?
Can you read it? Because
oh, yeah. Just let me get to it. I call this meeting to order at 425. It is the special delegates assembly meeting. Item 1A is call to order, opening business. Election of a chair of the special delegates meeting. B, roll call to establish quorum by the election of a secretary of the special delegates meeting. Item 2, approval of the proposed agenda. Item 3, approval of the November 11th special delegates meeting, and the importance of that is you can't approve meetings in an LSB that occurred in a special delegates meeting, and we don't have but one or two, possibly a year, so this would be the proper time to approve the previous delegates meeting minutes. Item, you did receive them electronically. And you will continue to receive them electronically from here on forward because, I repeat, I'm not going to assume management is going to print them. So look in your emails for the minutes and the agenda prior to the meeting. The item 4 on the agenda is an appointment of an election teller. Item 5 is the STB election of the 3 listener-sponsored directors. And item 6 is the IRB election for staff director 1. And item 7, delegates minutes approval committee meeting. And then number 8, we adjourn. So the first order of business is to elect a chair of the special delegates meeting. Yes, ma'am.
I propose if Ted wants to chair pro tem.
I can't hear you. Sorry.
The member the member nominates Ted as the
delegate
special assembly chair. A motion has been seconded. Are there any other nominations? Hearing none. Are there any objections? Ted, chair of the special delegates meeting.
Okay. If there are no objections, I will use precedent, and that is each candidate will be given 2 minutes to make an opening statement, and then each member of this body will be given 30 seconds to ask a question, and each candidate will be given 1 minute to answer that. Is there any problem with those time limits?
Point of information, can we read?
Pardon me?
Can we ask the secretary?
Excuse me, don't do the roll call.
Okay, excuse me, thank you, Rhonda. So we'll do roll call, and then we will the secretary...
We certify who are the candidates.
Well, is everyone okay with Susan serving as the secretary pro tem of this body, seeing no objections? Susan, you are up for both, in other words, pro tem as well as the regular secretary. Okay, is there any objection to 2 minutes for opening statements?
That is the chair. We need to do roll call.
Susan, please.
Okay. Teresa Allen.
Present.
Ira.
He's absent.
Okay. Adriana Casanave.
Present.
Mary Elena Castellanos.
Maria Elena Castellanos is here.
Phil Collins. Nancy Severa Naratomi.
Severa Naratomi is here.
Alan Alon.
Yes.
Anissa Faruque, Bill Crozier. Bill Crozier.
He's being distracted.
I'm here. Sorry.
Hank Lamb.
Here.
Jerry Lynch?
Here.
Susan Radwin's here. Don Cook?
Here.
Susie Moreno?
Present.
Dwayne Lark?
Present and accounted for.
Wesley Bethune?
Here.
Deborah Shafto?
Here.
Ted Weiskel?
Here.
Tony Cox?
Here.
Joseph Davis?
Present.
Mike Lewis?
Present.
George Ryder?
Here.
Cliff Smith?
Here.
Venetia Patel Adams?
Here.
Dwayne Bradley?
He's not a member of this body.
Okay.
He does get recognized at meetings and roll calls.
Not for
Mr. Chair.
Not
for
Mr. Weston.
Teresa.
I would like to suggest that we take the nominations for the candidates for staff. I'm sorry, for listener sponsors, and that we cast out the ballots before we begin.
The nomination deadline has already passed. Those were turned in a few days ago. There's no further nominations that are welcome. The candidates who submitted their names are known to this body. Does that not answer your question?
I know that there are people that want to leave, and I would like them to have their ballot so they could put it into the election box. I've seen that done before, so I'm just asking that.
Well, the member, I want a point of information here. We are saying that we don't care. Some people want to leave. They don't care who want to be candidate, how the candidate people, what the candidate said, and that they want to vote, just in case. That is what we are saying. Because we don't know from the nominates who will accept the nomination or not. We have a million nominations.
I'm asking us that we get the nominations out there and that they accept or not, so
okay.
People know who's running.
Mr. Chair.
I want to get a ruling on this before you bring up any other questions, so I'll call on you in just a moment. I want to find out from the body how many of you believe that people should be allowed to vote before the process of hearing statements and asking questions and hearing answers. I'll make a ruling after this, but how many of you, by a show of hands, believe that people should be allowed to vote prior to the process being completed? All those in favor to allow people to leave?
That's
all
the
person.
We voted on that.
Was that
seven?
Okay.
That's how we have done it in the past. Tony, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe at one of the last meetings you had to leave early and you were allowed to submit your ballot before you did. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
May I answer?
Fine. You wish to speak to this point?
Yes.
Please do.
I object to allowing that for two reasons. Number one, because all of the candidates should have an opportunity to be heard by all of the LSB members with regard to their position and with regard to this. And not only that, the second thing is that, again, why are the candidates speaking? Why are they running? Why are we voting? They're the best ones to represent us in carrying out Pacifica Radio's mission and vision. Two different things.
Let me ask you. I presume this process will take 1 hour. How many people are going to have to leave before 5:30? Isn't this a moot?
I do. Jesus.
Two people have to leave. Okay. Hank, you wanted to speak to this.
Well, I don't think there's any indication that people don't care. They are here. They have taken time off their weekend to come in to the meeting and everything. And it's not their fault if the meeting conflicts with the things that they have going on in their lives. It doesn't mean they don't care. And most people probably have their minds made up about this, who they're going to vote for on these things anyway.
Okay. W, lawyer, Phil?
I just want to say, you know, maybe you need to hear everything that everybody says. You should categorize what someone else's motives are. You know, so I some people come to a meeting 50 minutes late. We don't categorize what their judgments are. They care about things. So I surely wouldn't want somebody to characterize what my motions are for leaving. I got here on time. I got here before the meeting started. The meeting started late. That is not my fault. So once again, you know, nobody passes judgments when some people walk in when the meeting's almost over. So let's not have that.
Okay, I'm going to allow just one each person one opportunity to speak. Have you spoken to this, Adriana?
Of course, it has been the issue, yes. Yeah. But my the question is, I agree that once that we have the candidates, I think that we should agree, once that we know the candidates that we run for that, I agree that if the ballots are distributed and the names are, you know, in certain order, I think that we should allow that. No, not before we confirm who are the candidates. That is my only concern.
Okay, I'm going to allow two more speakers, and I'm going to cut this off for a vote. Teresa and then Susie.
Nancy Sabarnar mentioned earlier that she had been, and which kind of confirmed my memory that we had done this. I am opposed to anyone, if there is a verbal or a hand vote, say, well, my vote is this before they go out the door. But if it is a written ballot, and if we have a ballot box, then I think they should be able to cast their ballot. Because some people, frankly, would be willing to have this meeting last forever tonight. I mean, I knew from the very beginning when we were going to have two meetings on a Sunday that this would be would be a strain on some people. So,
I'd like to speak.
I have my hand up too, Jim.
Okay, two more. Bill, after Susie, Bill, and then Dwayne, and I'm going to limit you to 1 minute, okay? Okay, Susan.
I just want to say that this has been discussed before, and it was voted upon before in the first year that I ran for, that I was elected to the board. And there was a precedent set that people that left that knew what what we were voting for and against could leave a paper vote. But those same people that voted in later, turned around and did not accept my vote that I left in December. So, are we going to be changing back and forth when it benefits one or the other? I don't agree. But that's what happened. Exactly what happened. I left my paper vote, and the next thing I know, it did not happen. Because there would have been discussion, and if we voted up against, and y'all decided to. So what is it going to be? Why is it that we keep changing?
Bill?
Well, I mean, Susie's right. There was a decision, I remember that too, about letting people turn in the ballot and then leave them. You know, I think Bill's also right that, you know, the meeting started so late, it's not fair to discriminate against him and Tony or whoever else has to leave early and not let them vote when they're obviously here. And as he said, if he's already made up his mind, he should be able to vote. People haven't made up their mind, they don't have to do this, but I think we should give anybody an opportunity to vote that's here. It took the time to be here and to turn a ballot even if they have to leave before we finally finish, which might be midnight for all I know.
Bill, I let you speak on, but that was rather dilatory. You repeated what other people have said. Dwayne?
I was.
Chair, you don't comment on somebody's comment.
Okay.
It's hard chairing. That's all I can tell you. Start my minute, please. Precedent, process, matters sometimes, sometimes it doesn't. What you will be doing, in effect, is setting the precedent I hope you're willing to live with this time around. I, frankly, will vote against it because I believe that people who have a problem, and they love to refer to 1,500 years ago, we voted to not have weekend meetings. Okay, fine. This is a new day and a new board. I personally make the commitment that if you got to work, and I've done that on boards, if I got to work and I'm missing a dime, I make that decision, get on out of here. Got to do that. If I got other things that are pressing, family, what have you, I make that decision. But it's not discriminating when you have to set meetings according to other folks' time schedules And so whether you like the time or whether you're not, everybody's not going to be satisfied. So the reality of the matter is we've made a commitment to KPFT. And whether you rush that commitment, whether you got enough time for that commitment, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But don't step on folk and accusing them of taking advantage and not giving you free time or the amount of time.
Time's up. Okay, we're going to go to a vote on this matter. All those who are in favor of allowing people to leave and vote. Is that clear?
Yeah. Mr. Chair, that's not...
Don't have it in writing.
All those who support the idea of leaving a paper ballot before the discussion and Q&A will vote yes. All those...
Point of order. It isn't before the discussion and Q&A. Exactly. It's just before everything is finished. They leave whenever they want.
Voting.
The question is whether or not they can leave a paper ballot if they wish.
I thought that's what I was
Mr.
saying.
Mr. Chair, but only...
You're out of order. Right? We're done. Okay, all those in favor of the motion to allow people to leave their paper ballot before we are finished, please raise your hands.
Filled out?
What was the question again?
All those in favor of leaving a paper ballot before, raise your hands. In favor of allowing people to leave and vote. Is
great, President has been set.
Okay, all those of, that's 10.
That's
12. Let me see his hands again.
That's what I told you, so be distracted back there.
7.
11.
He can't help but miss you.
Did you got me?
You're not at the table.
One more time.
Wait, oh, gosh.
All those in favor? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 in favor. I'm counting because this looks like a tight vote. Okay. And those opposed to allowing people to leave their ballots before we are finished with the conversation, please raise your hands.
Mr. Chair, may I ask a
question? All those opposed, please raise your hands.
I have a question.
That wasn't...
1, 2, 3, 4. The motion to allow people to vote before we are finished passes. Okay.
Mr. Now Chair, point of information.
What is your question?
I believe that the body is the one that presented the motion. And I didn't hear that motion from the body.
What I want to,
that's why I was asking for a clarification. I agree that people have the right to fill up a ballot even if they want to leave, but once that we have the candidates on.
This matter has been settled. We're going to go to the candidates, and I am going to go to the, we said in the agenda that we would begin with the listener candidates first. Is that correct?
As the ex-secretary, I was the one who has mailed the lists. Okay. The list for listener candidate nominations were Adriana Castaneda, Nancy Sybarnard-Tomey, Teresa Allen, Bill Crozier, Deb Shafto, Wesley Bethune, Ted Weiskel, Phil Collins, and Gerald Lynch. I believe, because Ted is now an officer, he may not be considered. I also believe that General Lynch is not eligible because he hasn't served a year. So in the, if there are any objections, or have I any on...
I wish you would draw my name.
Ms. Deb Shafto wishes to be withdrawn. Very well.
Can we state the names again, please? Adriana, Nancy, Teresa.
Before we do, is there anyone who wishes to withdraw? Thank you very much for making my life easier. Okay, Mr. Phil Collins would like to withdraw your name. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Nancy, did you want to withdraw?
Nancy Sybarnard-Tomey wishes to withdraw.
Okay, thank you. Okay, at the current list of names that I have, and I'm removing unqualified or withdrawals, Adriana Castaneda, Teresa Allen, Bill Crozier, Wesley Bethune.
That's it.
Yep,
okay. Based on the ways those names, the nominations, I'm going to do it in that order unless there are objections.
Point of order.
You had asked earlier if there was an objection to the procedure that you suggested. And I would like to object to it.
What would your alternative be?
I would like people who wish to speak in support of the candidates for 1 minute. One for each candidate, perhaps.
Okay. Is there any? So what would be the full procedure that you're recommending?
That the candidates get to speak.
For how long?
Whatever you suggest.
2 minutes?
2 minutes.
Point of information.
Yeah. State your point.
My question is, given that we just voted to allow people who intend to leave early to leave a ballot, I would like to know what that process is, since I will have to account for that.
Presume the same process.
They could leave at any moment. I don't want them to get cheated.
So the same process that we did before, except you can hand out the ballots now.
He can't.
I can't because we randomly choose. I don't mind giving a list of names from a person. I mean, however, I'm okay with that, but you do recognize that by giving me a list, it's not anonymous.
I'm sorry.
I mean, you kind of lose that.
Point of information?
Yes.
If I understand it correctly, there are four candidates, so he should decide which name is 1, 2, 3, and 4 and pass those ballots out there. And then put the ballot box somewhere where they can turn it in.
If you want to give me the time to do that right now, I could do that.
And without objection, I would just do it in the same order consistently. Adriana would be number one. Teresa
would
be
A, B, C, D.
A. Adriana is A.
Okay.
Joseph is the one. Why don't
we have an election teller. Point of order. My point of order is I'd like for the chair to refer to the agenda, which is he's taking us out of order, and the second item on the agenda for the chair was the approval of the previous minutes.
Point of information, we have not approved the agenda, so we could move to approve the minutes after the
You're
election.
Out of order. That is not a point of information.
Isn't that a point of information? Is it not true?
Points of information are requests for information. It's to ask a question.
Point
okay?
of information, have we approved the agenda yet?
No.
Is it the will of the body that we go to approving the agenda? Seeing no objection, we'll do that now. Okay?
I need a motion to approve the agenda, which is seconded. It won't be hard to get it. I move to approve the agenda.
I second.
Here we go.
Is there any objection to approving the agenda, which is the approval of the agenda, special delegates meeting, the appointment of an election teller? I would suggest
that already done.
Joseph Davis. The election of three listener sponsor directors, that would be Adriana, Teresa, Bill, and Wesley as candidates. Then the election of staff directors, that would be George Ryder and or Venetia Patel. And then an approval of the minutes of this meeting, and then adjournment. Is there any objection to that agenda?
You heard none.
Seeing none?
Where does this process come in where it gets the designate which candidates or which letters?
I was going to suggest that it be in the order that the candidates' nominations came forward. Is that acceptable?
The teller is the one
who was asked.
Is that all right with you, Joseph?
Given we just passed a motion to give people the option to do this early, we have to do it first. That's all I'm saying. I have Mr. Crozier choose a number between 1 and 1,000. I'm going to ask each of the candidates, the four candidates, to give me a number out of their head from 1 to 1,000, and whoever's closest to the number he picked goes first, and so on. To the last person will be the last one.
Okay.
So that's the only way I can think to do this randomly and fairly. Ms. Casaneva.
1 to 1,000.
1 to 1,000.
Pick a number. 7. 7.
Teresa Allen.
350.
350.
I shouldn't have picked you.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear. What did Bill say?
He's got to pick a number.
Is this Hedger first or is this Hedger last?
What did Bill say?
What is it going on? Choice A is going to be Teresa Allen. By the way, the number is 400. Second choice, D, is going to be Bill Frozier. Second choice would be Wesley Bethune.
Oh, what's Crozier?
No, he's left.
He's oh, D. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Well, we had to deal with the fact we were cheating.
We need the D.
D is the name of Crozier?
C.
D. Okay.
D is who? Is Adriana Casaneva.
There's no way. All right. Allen, Bethune, Casaneva, Crozier.
What is...
Allen, Bethune,
Casaneva. A is Allen.
A is Allen. B is Bethune. Mm. C is Casaneva. And D is Crozier.
I didn't plan.
Can we
really?
Okay. Can I make a request, Chair?
Yes.
Can I request, that only Joseph speaks regarding the process? Because it is very confusing for a lot of people.
Anyone else want Tony? Did you want a ballot right now?
Yes.
Okay. It's in alphabetical order in case anybody is concerned. Allen is A, Bethune is B, Casaneva is C, and Crozier is D. Can we proceed in... Pardon me, Casaneva. Can we proceed in that order? And can it be 2 minutes for an opening statement? Then, what were you suggesting, George, as the rest of
the... I was suggesting that people who want to speak for the candidate will be given an opportunity somehow to do it.
1 minute? 1 minute of...
I think 1 minute is short, maybe.
Point of information?
1 minute,
30
seconds.
Will the Chair Pro Tem please quickly repeat the order?
Alphabetical order. Allen.
Follow order.
Teresa Allen.
You're out of order.
Sorry.
Allen, Bethune, Casaneva.
Casaneva.
Crozier.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then after the 1 minute statements by those who wish to speak, then what, George?
Any questions for the candidates?
How long?
I'm supposed to be 30 seconds for the question, and I guess. Let's say 30 seconds for the questions and 30 seconds for an answer.
I was suggesting a minute for the answers.
A minute for the answers.
Okay. Any objections? This is challenging. Please bear with me. Okay, and can we do it in the alphabetical order of the candidates in the voting process? Teresa Allen, would you...
Point of information? Yeah, I guess point of information.
What is your question?
Since there's people that potentially are voting before it's over, could we get Joseph to explain the process of the vote very clearly because it is confusing?
Does anyone need to have single transferable voting explained? Seeing none. Well,
he's good.
Could have been there.
Yeah, that looks bad from over here.
Okay, Teresa, you have 2 minutes.
Point of order. Of course, I don't want to interrupt you in this meeting. For anyone who's going to do this, I'd like to go ahead and collect all the ballots, even if you're not leaving this second. So I'm going to put them in front of some people here. I'm going to take a picture of them, all the ballots that people are going to leave, and We've got a record in front of some witnesses, and then we'll wait to do the other section.
Can I suggest just what's going on? Joseph?
Yeah, I know.
Joseph?
We need the balance for, they need the balance for the staff as well.
Right.
Joseph,
oh,
put a chair where you are basically standing and let the ballots be put, the ballot box be put right there in the middle of the space you've got. Thank you very much. And put the ballot box empty in that chair, please. Okay, may we begin with the voting. I mean with the speeches. Teresa, you have 2 minutes. I'll give you a warning with 5 seconds left.
My name is Teresa Allen, and I hope that you will give me your number one vote to sit at the National Board. I don't really feel that the committees that I've chosen to serve on have been committees where one wanted to take power. I've tried to serve on committees where we could collaborate and reach out. I guess what I'm proudest of is my work with the affiliates. We've gone from 13 affiliates when I first came to the National Board to 170. They were contracted 2 years ago to bring in $235,000 to this foundation. There have been some recent votes, I think, that really jeopardize our relationships with the affiliates. And they are our clients. They are not sister stations, and they have not. Does this mean my time's almost over?
No, you have another minute.
Oh, 2 minutes?
Okay,
yes, come on. Minutes.
Okay, sorry.
I'll give you an extra 5 seconds.
I'm sorry.
15.
Okay, so there are some very important votes when you're on the National Board. I have called many board members, and I have tried to talk to them. And I have visited many stations, and I have an appreciation that some stations are able to do with very little. Our first chair of our Pacifica National Board was an affiliate director. They are not interested in our politics, but they're very interested in our services, and I am personally concerned in every decision that I make that Pacifica provide something worthwhile, not only for our listeners, but for other community radio stations that depend upon us. In that way, they have been a fine example for the decision-making that I've had to make. Thank you.
Thank you very much for being respectful of the time. Okay, our next speaker is Wesley Bethune. 2 minutes.
I don't think I'll use the whole 2 minutes, but I've been on the board before. I know a lot of participants. Was very successful in being friends with everybody, not one particular faction or another. Because when you get into this group dynamic here, it's it becomes not so much about the issue itself, but about problems you've had with that person before or whatever. We have and as far as groups getting together to discuss caucuses, they call it, to discuss how he's going to vote, I think that's constructive rather than waiting until the last minute. All these, we have a lot of proposals. If you devote the time to study what they give us, then we have an opportunity to investigate it, apply our due diligence. Some people are kind of lazy and they don't really want to put into all the reading and all the telephonic meeting, and it can be pretty exhausting. I have the time to do that. I won't be available Tuesday night. I am open for weekends, though. We've had, I know when we before we had a we did, we're going to do it on Shabbat.
Time is up. Thank you for being respectful of the time. Adriana Casanave. Please go.
You heard permanently.
Please speak up.
We heard permanently it is worse at the other stations. That is the call to keep the status quo, the call for inaction. I believe that we should lead by example, clean house first. We reflect the same divisions that we have in the country and in the world. The old tactic to divide to conquer is being implemented here. If you cannot defend your ideas or prove other wrongs, divert the attention from the facts. Character assassination by the way of rumors and innuendos, hide facts. Fear mongering, using the microphone to our stations, may listeners rush to the LSB meeting more than one in defense against the invisible enemy, the others, the invaders, the outsiders. Good people will use tramping style. It was unexpected to me when in 2014, in January, the KPFT elected me to the PMB. It was not a surprise when they elected me again in January 2015. I believe that almost 2 years, I helped to crack open the wall of secrecy that surrounds the business of KPFT and Pacifica. I'm asking for, well, I have a little fact, some numbers. In 2013, the total expenses in the foundation were $2,824,000 higher than total revenue. In 2014, the expenses were $420,000 higher than total revenue. In 2015, total revenue is roughly $400,000 higher than total expenses. We changed the course against a crash for something that we have a lot of work to do, but please, don't send me alone. Please, I ask for your number one vote, and please vote Wesley Betuntu. Thank you.
Thank you for being respectful of the time. Bill Crozier, you are given 2 minutes.
Thank you. I don't have any prepared remarks, but I just want to think, I think Pacifica really is at a crossroads, and I agree with most of what my fellow candidates have said. But I guess I disagree a little bit with what Adriana was talking about, the finances being better. They're actually worse, and they continue to get worse. We've had a deficit every year for about the last, I think, 6 or 7 years, and it's actually accelerated. And the only reason why we're not sure exactly what this last year was is that a lot of the bookkeeping has not been done. And I'm on the National Finance Committee, still haven't gotten a financial report for the last quarter of the first quarter of this year, which ended in December. The previous report, it was not complete because there were numbers there, especially for KPFA, have not even been entered. So I don't think there's any disagreement or differences between any of us or on the national board or this board about our politics. You know, we're all in favor of keeping Pacifica strong and KPFT strong. We're all for progressive ideas, and we believe that, you know, we need to do more to, I think I do, we need to do more to enhance Pacifica and get more listeners. You know, so few people even listen to any of our shows. We have some great shows on, there's others I'd like to improve, but there's people don't know about it, and yet we spend so much of our time fighting with each other, and the PNB is worse. The majority faction on the PNB has consistently voted as a block on almost everything, no matter what the issue is. I consider myself an independent. I'm not going to be, you know, voting with somebody just because they're the leader of something like that. I consider myself an independent, and I think we all need to do that more. We're not going to survive. Pacifica is liable to end up in bankruptcy court this next year. The finances are so critical, and this PNB, the previous PNB, has allowed the audits to not get done on time. We're in chances of losing our nonprofit status, and the fudging the directors, affiliate directors' election, manipulating the process in violation of bylaws. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, if no one objects, I'm going to begin the around the table for 1 minute statements on behalf of any or all of the candidates with the person who suggested this process, and that's George Ryder. Is there any objection to that?
Point of order.
State your point.
We set this up where you could get the early votes for listeners, but we haven't done that for staff yet. I'd like to, because you guys probably want to vote for staff too. Mm-hmm. Could we go ahead and take care of that real quick?
Is there any objection to allowing the two staff candidates to make their 2-minute statements at this time, seeing none?
And pass out the ballots.
Who are the candidates?
Yeah, I want to list who they are.
Joseph, was that what you were saying?
I just want to do the same thing we did for the listeners. We just need to name them, get them their choices made, and get the ballots to the people who want them.
Okay, but no statements.
No, we don't need statements yet, because I think everybody is aware of that. The nominations were Venetia Patel Adams, Joseph Davis, which I'm withdrawn because I'm officer, Tony Cox. Mike Lewis was nominated, but I believe he does not have a year of service on the board. Is that correct? Okay, so that name is removed, and George Ryder. So the three valid names I have are Venetia Patel, Tony Cox, George Ryder. Do any of you wish to withdraw?
Yes.
Tony Cox wishes to withdraw. George or Venetia? Okay.
Yes.
All right. That's only a 50-50.
You know what?
Why don't we do it in front of Venetia, since I've been doing it down there. Heads, you're going to be A. Tails, you're going to be B.
Venetia, who
else? I see heads, so Venetia will be A on the ballot.
And the ballot is really clear as to whether it is listener or staff.
They're different sizes. So a little bitty ballot. We can't possibly mess that up. So for those of us who want one?
The little bitty ballot is the staff ballot.
The one only has three choices.
So the staff ballot is smaller?
Yes, it only has three choices. The listener ballot had eight choices.
And A is who?
Venetia's A. George is B. And I want to give them to all the same people that I gave them to before.
Can we proceed now, Joseph? While you're doing this, can you now begin the 1-minute statements?
That's right. I've got it. Thank you.
Okay. George, are you?
So we're proceeding with the ballot for the listeners. Is that correct?
What?
Did you want to do both elections at the same time?
I'm not doing much.
Oh, they're just passing.
No.
This is just passing out the ballot.
Right.
You're asking for this is to speak to the candidates.
Right, right. So you have 1 minute to speak about whomever.
Let me say that I appreciate and admire the intelligence and the dedication of everybody who's on this list. I've been on the BMD for quite a while. I was chair of the BMD when Bill was serving, and I think Teresa was as well. And
no. It's not on board.
You're on the border.
And Wesley as well. And I'm going to ask you to support Bill and Teresa. It's largely a strategic vote. My sense is the board is pretty much unbalanced at the moment. There are factions, and there are, frankly, Bill and Teresa are the majority faction. I would like to see that. Let me say specifically also, Teresa is a wonderful organizer. She works hard. She, as she says, she has been a strong supporter for the affiliates. Bill, you hear the intelligence and clarity.
Your time is up. Yep.
B.
Yep.
B.
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 Is
up. I'm doing this around the table from George.
What are you doing exactly?
1 minute statements as we agreed to.
No.
We didn't agree to 1 minute statements for
the candidates.
Not equal. We asked for 30 second questions and 30 second responses as well.
Hold on. George, would you please clarify what you thought was in place?
Yes, it was in place. I suggested it, you agreed to it, nobody objected to it. Between the time when the candidates make a statement, we would have people who wanted to support the candidates to make a 1 minute statement.
I didn't understand that at all.
Okay, so now, that understood. Deb, would you please pass at 1 minute?
I would just like to point out a couple of things, and this is about the regular election, not the staff. I know that Teresa has done enormous amounts of work, as has Bill, and both are extremely competent and willing to compromise, willing to stand the ground when it's necessary, and willing to take leadership in committees and do hard work for no reward. I encourage you both to vote for both of them.
Thank you. Bill?
I'll pass.
Bill, okay. Let me set my clock.
I'll pass.
Okay, Wesley?
Am I? Can I speak?
Please. I didn't say your name for any other reason.
Reset.
Hold on a second.
He's a candidate. Just the people speaking for the 24 minutes.
Yes, you may speak in favor. That was not.
Yes, he's not a thief for others.
Yeah, I'm a candidate.
Understood. You still have the opportunity. No?
This is unprecedented. Go ahead.
What is your pleasure, George?
Well, I thought it was understood that what the candidates wouldn't get another minute. People wanted to speak.
Okay. Is that acceptable? Oh,
Mr. Chair, point of order.
Wait. I'm making a ruling that Wesley will not
point
speak.
Point of order.
Point of information.
First, I'll deal with the point of order.
Yes, sir. This is the point of order. There is no order. But you keep referring to the motioner because you don't have anything in writing. So the motioner can bring anything out of his mind at the moment, and we've got to live with it. I suggest we get some order, and we have an understanding of the process by which we've never allowed members to just go around the table speaking in this process. It's always the electee or elector, and we ask questions. It was agreed, as I understood, from the motioner that each person would receive 1 minute, 2 minutes for opening statement, 30 seconds for a question from us, and 30 seconds for a response. That other stuff, I didn't understand it.
Okay, now here's what I plan to do, if the body will allow me, is my understanding, and I wrote this down, I wasn't clear that the candidates would not be allowed to speak. Now I'm clear on that. That means the next person to speak would be Alon Alon. He could speak as George and Deb did for up to 1 minute, Mike, and then around the table. And then it was 30 seconds for a question and 1 minute for an answer. I don't know how many times around we would do this.
It was 30-30.
No, it was 30 and 1.
It was 30-30.
Well, what is the will of the body?
30 seconds.
Susie, you had a point of a question?
I have a question. I'm wondering why Wesley can't speak if he's going
to
not.
He will have a chance to speak.
Not for himself, but if he wants to support another candidate or any of them.
George Ryder is a candidate that he's talking about other candidates.
Point of information.
Okay.
My question is, Mr. Chair, are we discussing right now the staff candidates first?
No, we're only dealing with the four listener candidates. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. I want a deal. What is your hand up for? Point of information, request?
Point of information, I guess, request for information.
What is your question?
This just doesn't make sense to me, and I just... My question is, doesn't it make more sense for us to ask questions to the candidates and then to respond, whereas the individual endorsing is just kind of weird?
Well, the body voted for that, and we've already begun the process. So what I'm going to do is, based on the fact that George spoke in favor and he is a candidate,
I'm sorry, I'm not a candidate for election,
I'm speaking. You're a candidate for the National Board. Wesley is a candidate for the National Board.
Of the election.
And unless I am overruled, and that is perfectly, I'll just go straight to a vote if you want to overrule me. I was going to allow both Wesley and Teresa to speak on behalf of the whole slate of candidates just like everyone else, for 1 minute before we go to 30-second questions and 1 minute answers. Okay?
A point of information.
What is your question?
That will be everybody will ask a question or have a statement, and that's it. That is what you say, or then we will come back. I pass. I want to ask now. I'm asking.
Yeah,
I want to do that clear.
Sure. I will allow people to pass, and we'll come back to those people who pass. Okay. Wesley, would you please speak to the candidacies of 1 minute. You have 1 minute to speak on this issue.
Okay. I worked with Jordan on the programming committee. Unfortunately, we scheduled opposite the audit committee. Eventually, I had the time to. I used to just come on just to make quorum, stick around a little while. Then it loosened up, and we were able to get an agreement for a program now. It was approved by the entire national board, with the exception of one defrocked Scientologist in L.A. And so we had a. This wasn't implemented. It was attempted because management refused. And so I think really what this whole vote is. The candidacy is about who wants to keep Wayne in his position without the contract, without oversight.
Your time is up.
Thank you.
Okay. Teresa, you have 1 minute to speak to the candidacies. Go.
I thank Adriana for her service on the national board and some of the director's report that she has done. I was off the board the year before last, and we had put the CFO on leave of absence. I do regret that the year that I was off, the CFO was brought back because there were some very confusing things for that CFO. It's been very helpful to me to have Bill serving on the Finance Committee, although I still think that our Finance Committee this year has not gotten control of some maverick people at our stations that have way gone over budget. So. I thank you very much for consideration of these two people.
Alan, you have 1 minute.
I pass.
Mike?
Okay, I always like to say to all the candidates is that they all try their best to work together. And remember, we're working for KPFT and Pacifica. We need to pull the station out of the red and turn it to the black, and I think that can be done in 2016.
Maria Elena?
I'd like to, we can ask a question, right?
No. That's later.
Just a statement. I just simply say that it's, I've noted that during the past 3 years I've served on this board that Adriana Casinale and Wesley Bethune have represented a position with regard that is very much and have done things that are very much consistent and with Pacifica's mission, and most importantly, concrete efforts towards saving Pacifica in terms of the roles that they have played in their respective committees and whatnot. So I strongly support Adriana Casinale and Wesley Bethune.
Adriana, you pass. Hold on, Joseph, let me reset this. Okay, Joseph, you have 1 minute.
Okay, we're talking about a bunch of things. I don't have any great deal of fear of any of these candidates, but I would want to say one thing, and just someone happened to mention this, but over the last 12 months, there was people refusing to cooperate with the CFO because of certain allegations and whatnot. I just want to say, you know something? If the national office hires somebody and we have to work with them, it's up to them to fire them, and it's up to them to decide who they have employed. It's up to our job to try to do our work to support the national office. And this rumor mongering and saying, well, I'm not going to work for this person because they're trying to cause some kind of problem, you know something? They're not doing the job. Inform the national office that that person's not doing the job and how you see it affecting you directly. But all this rumor mongering and stuff coming from outside is just destructive to all of us. That's all I got to say.
Susan?
Pass.
Oops. Dwayne?
With pleasure. First off, when I first got on this board several years ago, people were talking about factions. Some came on later and said, factions. Factions bad. They joined a faction, the strongest faction that's disrupted this board. So factions exist, period. The fact of the matter is, what we're setting up to the PNB is a group of two that have been part of the problem because they have created. They've been involved in this process back and forth for 14 years or more, so they ought to take some credibility for the morass. What we've had in the last couple of years was someone we've sent up and hopefully sent up someone else that certainly is going to be part of a faction but totally different. Their views are different. You call them factions, call them whatever you want them. But you've had your chance. The two people that are up for election against the other two people, Adriana and Wesley, they've been there long time and they're part of the problem. So why don't you try something different? And we've already out of the black, incidentally, because of some of the work that Adriana has had leadership moving forward. Be for real.
Thank
Get
you.
Get real.
Benicia Patel.
Adams. Patel Adams. So, you know, the last year that I've been on the board, I don't think I've seen anyone work as hard as Adriana, and I think including the chair, who we didn't know worked hard. Right. I don't think I've seen anyone work as hard as Adriana, like by far, and that's the only comment that I have.
Thank you. Nancy Saibara Narutomi.
Okay, I can't do any questions, right?
Right.
Okay. I would, I am very comfortable with Adriana and Wesley Bethune and Venetia Patel representing us. Venetia did a really good job on the management selection of the committee, and I would say very good as a vice chair, although she had very few chances to do that for substituting for Dwayne. The fact that she didn't know anything and on the third meeting volunteered to be vice chair, because the young have fearlessness, guts, that we older people maybe
think for yourself.
So I would strongly recommend this. Teresa has worked hard, there's so much contention in the affiliates that they could not even elect officers because Teresa would not want to disenfranchise the voters. This is awful.
Time is up. Thank you very much. I'm going to pass. And Susie. Jerry.
Okay, well, as an outsider who's been trying to gain information and talking, and as Dwayne says, there are factions or different points of view. It's very hard for me to decide what to do, but it seems like that the two main problems, I don't know what the impasse is on the national board, but as an outsider, it seems to me that everything revolves around pro-Dwayne or anti-Dwayne, and that is a tremendous waste of energy. And I think until that's resolved, that nothing else will probably be resolved. And it's not a question of who's a good person, who's a nice person. I mean, it's just something's got to give. So that's all I would say. Vote for people that you think will actually help to resolve this issue, not just keep it in limbo forever. Okay. Cliff Smith.
I saw a pissing in the wind. Why don't you just buck up and solve the problem? It's my statement.
Thank you very much. Okay. Yeah, please time me in case I don't do this right, but I'm going to raise three questions when the opportunity comes around. I want you to know this in advance. I want to know if the candidates, and all of you have served on the national board, if you have done an internal audit of this station as you are allowed to do as subscribed in the bylaws. And if you have not done an internal audit, why not? If you have, why? Secondly, I would like to know your assessment of the general manager, since that's going to be a hot issue, and it's going to influence how the national board might vote on that issue if it comes to them. And lastly, I would like to know how you are going to keep this body informed and how you are going to assess our opinions as you represent us on the national board.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Okay. We are complete this part.
No, Susie wasn't here. And the second question is, didn't you tell the candidate that we cannot make questions? And when it's your turn, you make the question? I don't
That's the prerogative of the chair, huh?
Okay.
Say what?
You said we
Susie, did you pass?
No, I wasn't here. I'm sorry, I had to step out.
Okay,
but
do you want to make a one-minute statement?
I do. I just want to say that I totally support Adriana. She has done a lot of work and a lot of research and answered a lot of questions for a lot of us that we had, and she took it upon herself to do the research. I trust that the facts that she gives, she is in. Sure that she has researched them thoroughly and that is the answer that has come up. And so I want to support Adriana. And I know that before Wesley had been also a member, and those questions that I was asking, he also had asked before, and he was in the process of also looking to find out answers for us. Some of them had to do with finance and money. And so I support Adriana and I support Wesley for those facts, because I know that they have been interested in looking for facts that some of us, when we were listeners or other board members, have had or asked.
Thank you very much. Okay, we have completed this round. The yes, Bill.
No, we're going to come back around again for the staff positions doing the same thing 1 minute?
Until we finish this election.
Okay, but we can do that.
We're going to repeat the process for the staff. Okay, so I will, if there's no objection, I'm going to just continue around giving George Ryder 30 seconds to ask the first question. It will apply to all four candidates, and then 1 minute answers by each of the candidates in the same order, if that is acceptable. In other words, and we'll reverse it each time. It'll be Teresa first, Wesley second, Adriana third, and Bill last. Okay, and all right.
Point of information.
What is your question?
Are we having the candidates for the listener sponsor directors or the candidates for the staff?
We're going to do staff completely second. Just watch and you'll see it unfold.
My question is, I don't understand, what point in the process are we right now? We're completing the process for 30
the second questions and 1 minute answers by each of the candidates on the listener side only. Okay. George, 30 seconds.
So my sense is we are at a really critical point. If we do not do something serious, we will be bankrupt by the end of this year. That's the way it looks to me. My question is for all of you. We've been working this year on a strategic plan. I sent it to everybody. It is a direction forward. Everyone was given an opportunity to comment on that. It was on the PNB. Some of you were not. I want to ask you all, what do you think of that plan? Can you support it? If not, what's your direction?
Your time is up. Okay. Teresa, you have 1 minute.
I have 1 minute to answer that question?
Yeah.
Okay. I support the strategic plan. I am especially interested in recruiting other organizations to help us. For example, Mother Jones has a fantastic, has an office in Washington, D.C., and we could have investigative reporting on our airwaves of the from on the issues that we read in their magazine. But when I suggest it to WPFW, do you think that anybody would bother to contact Mother Jones and say, hey, would you like to produce a show out of your station? That's why we need some organization in our national office, that they would suggest these things to our stations, because we act so isolated. We're all little islands and prima donnas at our stations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Leslie Bethune.
Yeah, but the strategic plan, we definitely, in order to do what I think is the backbone of our mission, which is to bring cultural understanding between different groups, et cetera. And so this this strategic plan is actually, I think, will accomplish a lot. There's other nonprofits who are also involved in media, print, internet, et cetera, et cetera, and that have a similar, have a similar mission as we do, and we should be cooperating. We're good for them, they're good for us. So I'm looking forward to implementing.
Thank you very much. Okay, Adriana?
I have in my hands, everybody can see it.
Louder, please.
Louder.
I have in my hands, everybody can see it, the strategic plan 2007 and 2012. This is we pay a bunch of money to have this strategic planning that is a big paper just adding dust.
Sure.
I mean, all the plans are wonderful if you have the people willing to do something, instead of keeping the status quo. And it's as important. I agree. We are, some of us are good for some things, some of us are good for others. It's as good as ask for money to be sure